The first thing I noticed when India locked down because of COVID-19 were the eerily quiet streets. No honking cars, no pedestrian bustle. Then I noticed the street dogs. They suddenly owned the empty streets, napping in the sun in the middle of a crossing, chasing a solitary bicyclist, braving the shutdown. The city belonged to its stray dogs. Well, not stray.
The street dogs were here before the streets were here. You know, they've been here, and native Indian dogs.
Jesse Alk, an American filmmaker who originally came to Kolkata 10 years ago, remembers his first impression of the city.
First thing I saw was a dog ran across the tarmac, and I thought, I've never seen a dog on an airport tarmac before, you know, what is going on? Animals were something that immediately struck me because we don't really have that same thing in the same way in American cities.
Jesse ended up making Pariah Dog, a documentary about Kolkata and its street dogs. It's now available on Apple TV, iTunes, and Amazon Prime. And this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It opens with a dog howling into the night, something that's just part of the soundscape of a Kolkata night.
One dog howling is a very distinctive howl, and howling every night at like 4 a.m. Lonesome, lonesome howling.
This is, oddly, a story of being lonesome in a city of millions.
When I grew up in a small town, and I remember when I moved to California, feeling deeply lonely in a city, you know, where I didn't know people.
In Pariah Dog, we meet not just the indigenous dogs who make the streets their home, but a quirky band of dog lovers who feed them, scold them, nurse them, and mourn them.
One of the dogs that's been sort of semi-adopted dies, and the character is just devastated, just absolutely devastated, and is crying on camera.
They're also loners in their own ways. One drives a three-wheeler. Another is part Russian, part Japanese, part Indian, sort of fading gentry who imperiously fights for her dogs. But they're mostly people without much to spare, like one of the characters Jesse follows.
So he gets the food for the dogs from a hotel who gives him the scraps every day at noon, the extra rice, whatever isn't eaten, and he takes it. And he walks miles and miles across the city feeding dogs, and a lot of times he'll eat what's left over.
And there is a strange bond between the people and the dogs, which goes beyond eccentric Good Samaritans feeding hapless dogs.
Because when I watch the dogs, they're deeply lonely, you know, because it's not just food that they want. What's unbelievable, and especially because these aren't pets, right? Is they have this innate desire to be loved by people. You know, the mangiest street dog, if you go up to him who's hungry and you don't have food and you pet him, he'll melt. Most of them, obviously not all.
But sentimentality is a luxury. Street dogs have a tough life. Like when a crippled puppy tries to cross a busy street. And then a little boy appears out of nowhere.
And in the perfect frame, too, you know, he came and took the puppy out of the street. And what did he do? He didn't save it or take it home with him. He just put it back where it was and walked off. You know, temporary solution. But that's actually the situation, right? It's like harm reduction.
When Jesse goes back to America, where dogs don't howl on the streets and flocks of crows and squirrels aren't squabbling on the terrace, he misses this daily interaction between man and animal in urban life.
These things, you know, I just love, 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 and I miss it like crazy, actually. It seems, if I stay for an extended period of time, it makes U.S. cities feel sterile and lifeless to me.
And a pandemic lockdown, which has forced us to think twice about everything we once took for granted, has also made me look at the dogs I share the city with. When they run up to me on the street, I stop and pat them, sometimes offer a biscuit. Once I would have thought I was giving them something. Now I realize I'm seeking something from them. The reassurance of a familiar world where everything has not been irrevocably changed by a virus. and we can still touch one another. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.